Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour on this Friday, July 12th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
We're doing good. I understand a couple more counties have come on board the Dr. Sherry O'Donnell train and have fully endorsed you for the U.S. Senate. Tell the folks about the recent endorsements.
So, Trucker, it's hard to keep up with how many because they keep rolling in. So I was in the Kalamazoo grassroots on Monday night, and sitting there in the meeting, they notified me from St. Clair that St. Clair executive and their precinct delegates 100%, not missing one, 100% endorsed me. Bering County, I don't think I told you that. Bering County, 100% endorsement. When Nuevo, I think I told you that last time, I got 39% of the straw poll. Mr. Rogers got 20% of the straw poll. The beautiful thing about that is that people are coming out then, and they become my ground game. They're talking to their constituents. Precinct delegates are out there doing the door knocking and doing the walking and calling for us. Trucker, last night I was in Livingston, which is his home county. There were people walking out when he started talking because they knew he wasn't speaking truth. Livingston, Stand Up Michigan is forming. So, Trucker, we're knocking it out of the park with the different counties.
Now, one of the things that's happening, too, is you provided some signs for us. I went down to Cadillac, picked those up. All 150 of your signs are out. Mike Garreau is taking 50 there to St. Ignace. Dan Bonamy in Crawford County, he's handling I-75 and his other expressway main roads there in Crawford County. These are all going out on main roads. I told him at the event last night, the debate we had, don't give these out to people that live in subdivisions or dead-end streets. We need these on main roads. It's happening. The signs are starting to pop up already. I had two people call me yesterday here in Antrim. They saw your signs on 131 in Mancelona, and they're like, whoa, these are the only U.S. Senate signs we're even seeing up here in northern Michigan.
Trucker, I haven't seen any of them at all. I will now, tomorrow night, I will be in the 80th County, and I've been all over the state. I'm not seeing any all over the state. I think they're still lying back on their haunches and just expecting endorsements to win this, or expecting that, you know, when they send out the mailers while they sit in Florida, that is going to win them the primary. And Trucker, I'm out there tomorrow night, 80 counties that I've been in, 80.
You got three more to go, but I don't know, some of those up there in the western part of the UP are going to be tough. Let me ask you this question. One of the things that's happening, I think, in this race, the absentee ballots are not being returned, even though Secretary of State said they just went over 200,000 today have been returned already. My question to the audience was, we're 3 weeks away this coming Tuesday, Sherry, from August 6th. How is it that people can even turn in their absentee ballots this early when they don't even know the candidates, they haven't been to the events, they haven't heard from people like you? How is it that it's even possible people could be voting without knowing the candidates?
Trucker, that's a valid question. I do not know a good answer to that. I think people are getting the absentee, but I'm encouraging people to do their own research. And when they do their research, they will find out that I am the cure for Michigan. I am the one that they need to vote for. I am the one that will make the change and not a recycled politician. So I'm just encouraging people to do their research, do their homework. And I am the only candidate that will beat Alyssa Slotkin, who is the forerunner on this on the Democrat side. Although I'll tell you, I met Hill Harper. We were at two events. I was in the jail in Genesee yesterday, and I was at Messiah Baptist Church in Grand Rapids the night before, and Alyssa Slotkin's going to have a run for her money with Hill Harper.
Now, that's what I'm hearing as well. He is, of course, the Hollywood actor. He's, I think, self-funding his campaign, dumping a ton of money into it. But I know, I'm sure he's probably going to start running his TV ads. This is very interesting because this dynamic does something for your race. Because that race could end up being competitive, the Democrats are going to have to stay home and stay on their side of the ballot. They won't be able to cross over and vote for the weaker, moderate Republicans. They're going to have a decision to make, Sherry. His campaign actually could end up being a blessing in disguise for your campaign.
I know it, and that's one of the reasons that I'm mentioning it, because if there's a tougher race there, they've got to stay on their side of the fence.
Sherry, are you there?
I am.
Okay, very good. I heard a click. I thought I may have lost you. I've been having technical difficulties in the show today. One other thing I did want to ask you about specifically, and this was an event, a debate forum that you went to, talking about the underserved, the underprivileged people in our population. Tell the people about that event and where was it at and how did that go?
So it was held by Proactive, and I was first the only one there. Then Alyssa Slotkin surrogate came, and then Hill Harper came, but it came rather late. So just basically Hill Harper and I addressing the concerns. We really were led to believe it was going to be how people had served in the past, and I was ready to blow that out of the park. Because, you know, every single disaster as well as natural area problems here in our area, I have run to the situation. When Berrien Springs had all of their flooding a couple years ago, I was the one that organized 425 people to clean up the mobile home park. I run a free clinic. During COVID, of course, everybody knows I've not only served in New York City, but I served here. I brought the police together with the pastors together. I said, I run Herbie Clinic, let alone the 35 countries. So I was ready to blow it out of the park. That wasn't quite what they asked. It was very liberal-leaning and very Democratic-leaning. But, you know, Trucker, one of the things, I had to tell the truth, and I had to share with what I plan on doing, and that, for instance, no, I don't believe in reparations for all. I got booed at that. Literally, when I said, no, I don't think the reparations are the right way to go, and where does one stop? Literally, the audience booed. So it was an interesting a situation and format. But I was glad I did it because the people still know I'm not going to pander to the audience. I'm going to stand by the Constitution. Mr. Rogers has voted with alignment of the Constitution less than 50% of the time. Alyssa Slotkin has voted to support the Constitution and in alignment with it 6% of the time. What the people heard is I am a constitutionalist. What the people heard is I'm not going to bend and pander to what their expectations might be.
Unbelievable. Did they at least give you an opportunity to talk about your service and the things you've done for the underprivileged and serving during COVID? Did they at least allow you to speak and tell the people about that?
They did allow that a little bit, not nearly as much as what I was led to believe it was going to be. But I walked out of there realizing I was in the lion's den, but walked out with all four limbs and nothing chewed on my fanny.
So you survived the event. All right. Well, you know, the thing of it is, you have to know these groups. You know, I was kind of suspicious when you talked to me about it. But, hey, it was good experience. And actually, it may be good in the event that you win the primary on August 6th, when you get to debate either Hill Harper or Alyssa Slotkin, at least you might be prepared for some of those debate questions.
Trucker, the beautiful thing was literally after the event, we had people coming to our car and wanting our yard signs. It was like they couldn't say it in the audience themselves, but people came and we got 60 yard signs into people's hands. So
Whoa.
Even though it was as liberal as it was, we had enough support there and garnered enough support after they heard me that people were coming to the car and wanting our literature, and we gave away 60 yard signs.
Wow, that's amazing. How many people were actually in attendance at the event?
We guessed about 125.
Wow, so you got over half of them converted.
So.
That's excellent, excellent, excellent. Got a text message coming in. Are there going to be any debates? We talked about this last time. Rogers won't show up. He won't debate. But people are still asking, clamoring for them. Any luck, any updates on the debate front stage?
None that I'm aware of, because Mr. Rogers will not debate. So I'm up for it. I challenged him better than a month ago. I challenged him the day that I turned in my signatures. I've challenged him all along the path, and he will not debate. And my challenge is this. Even Biden debated, if you can call what happened a debate, and I think Mr. Rogers is concerned that the same thing may happen. He will blow up in that when people realize that I am the stronger candidate, and he has a lot of things to answer for with his history. So he is avoiding it like the plague. But I think the American people deserve to hear that. Trucker, my conviction of this is that this is a job interview that we are applying for from the people. But somehow or another, that's been forgotten, that we work for the people. So just as I interview before I hire a new staff member, the people of Michigan have the right to interview us. Mr. Rogers refuses to do so.
Well, one last question, and this comes from a listener downstate. Says, I would like to not only donate to the campaign, but get a yard sign. What's the best way to do that?
Contact us. Let us know where you are. We have depots all over the state, so let us know where you are. And then DocSherry2024.com. Trucker, we are in the last leg of this race for the primary, and we need the donors. I'm not the millionaire, and I'm not the billionaire on the campaign. We need the donors, so thank you for those that are wanting and considering donating. Please do. Let's fire that up today, DocSherry2024.com. The more that we have, the more yard signs we'll be able to populate the state with, and the more radio stations we'll be able to do advertisement with.
Yeah, very, very good. And then on the website, Sherry, there is a space there for requesting a sign?
Yes, but also if they just text us at DocSherry2024@gmail.com, DocSherry2024@gmail.com. We'll get it over there for them. The other thing
very
they can
good.
Do is call the phone number 269-281-4482. That's 269-281-4482. And we will connect you and tell you where the signs are. But they are going out truly fast, trucker faster than we can keep up with.
Very good. Well, do me a favor, Sherry. Text me that phone number. Folks, if you'd like me to forward it to you, then just text me Doc. Just text me DOC. I'll forward it to you. Sherry, text me that message. We'll forward it along with the website, and people can donate. They can contact that phone number. They can send that email. I'll forward whatever you send to me to them, and we'll let you get back out on the campaign trail. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Trucker. Hey, Trucker, over the July 4th, we were in 9 different counties, July 4th weekend.
Good for you, man. Keep up the good work. Keep working hard.
Thanks, Trucker.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
I'm Janice Delahay, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahay, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahay.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A couple of people have already texted me, Doc, D-O-C, Sherry's phone number. Whatever response you want to send me, I texted back a link she sent to me, the phone number 269-281-4482. Email address is docsherry2024@gmail.com. And if you want to donate on our website, DocSherry2024.com is the website. So again, text me Doc, text me Sherry, whatever you want. I'll forward you the link. Captain Jeff in Cedarville. She hasn't been to Gogebic County yet. Bergman's home county, quote unquote. It could help her campaign there by swaying people in that area. Could help Josh Saul as well. Absolutely. The only problem, Jeff, we don't have a chair contact for the Republican Party in Gogebic County. If anybody's listening, if you can text me the name and the phone number of the chairman of the Gogebic Republican Party, it's a courtesy thing. Candidates like to talk to the chairs. Make sure that they have, number one, permission to come and speak to their group. Bring yard signs, bring palm cards, whatever. If somebody out there can make that happen, text me the name and phone number to the chair of the Gogebic County Republican Party. I believe another one up there is Barriga. I don't think we've had her in that county yet either. So if you know the chair and the phone number for Barriga and Gogebic, text the name and the phone number to me. I greatly appreciate it. I'll forward it to Sherry, and she can reach out. Maybe she can do a multiple stop up in the UP and hit these counties. Her goal was to get to all 83 counties. I'm not really sure the last third one, but I believe it was Gogebic, Barriga, and one other up there. Keweenaw, I'm not really sure. But if you know the chairs in those counties, please text them to me. I'll forward them to Sherry and see if we can get her up there in the UP. I know she would love to be able to say, while running for the U.S. Senate, that she visited all 83 counties of the entire state. Mike Rogers, I think he's been in six. I know he was in Charlevoix County because I was at the event with him at Oscar Barden's Lincoln Day dinner. So was Sherry. Very, very interesting. So, yes, text me that information. If you can do the research and let me know, I greatly appreciate it. one of the things I think we're looking at here, too, is the fact that this is a process that people need to understand, be educated, informed, engaged as to who these candidates are. Much like Congressman Jack Bergman, who does not live in Michigan, neither does Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers lives in Florida. Bottom line fact, the house he claims that his driver's license and voter registration in Coldwater, folks, it's a 728-square-foot house that he bought for $274,000 and claims it needs to be renovated. That's why he's not living there. The guy lives in Florida. It's that simple. Congressman Bergman lives in Washington, D.C., and his real home is St. Francisville, Louisiana. He has a summer cottage in Gogebic County that he visits July and August of the years he runs for re-election. That's it. However, the election laws say all you have to do is have your driver's license and voter registration at an address in Michigan, and that proves your residency. Well, you can call it residency per election law, or you can talk about actually living in the state, actually visiting these counties, actually answering the questions of the people. Once they hear the answers, they ask for a yard sign. And a lot of times, that progressive event she went to, she called me and asked me, do you know who this pro-active is? And I said, yeah, it's a very liberal, progressive group. She said, well, I can't find anything on their website to that effect. I said, well, do what you want. You want to go? Go. Well, you heard on the interview, she was in the belly of the beast. She was in the lion's den. She was booed when answering the questions that, no, I'm not in favor of reparations. Not for American Indians, not for black people. Sorry, I don't think that's the way to go. She was booed. But when she left the event, went out in the parking lot, the event was over, people are coming up to her asking for yard signs. I'm sorry, but a lot of people that they consider themselves Democrats are not buying into this agenda, that the woke agenda that's being pushed. This liberal agenda is not selling well, and I think it's a great sign, a great indicator for what's going to come November 5th. Very exciting times in our country, but you have to be informed. You have to be engaged. You guys have to be storytellers. The information you hear on the show, are you talking to waitresses when you go to restaurants that are waiting on you? Are you talking to the people at the grocery store? Are you talking to your neighbors? That's the biggest point you have to do. That's it for this week. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality